What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
It's Friday, January 21st, 2022. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. What a crazy week it has been. And, I'm glad we're going to have a couple of days off here, to sort of recap and rest and look back and sort of figure out what's really going on. Anyway, it's been another very busy news day. We've got a lot of news to try and get through before we open up the phones for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, keeping us out of trouble here. And let's get right on into it. In Washington, D.C., the March for Life demonstration is taking place. Marjorie Taylor Greene is on the ground. She's putting out information on social media. From the photographs, it is a huge, huge crowd. There is a counter demonstration by pro-abortion activists and probably FBI plants as well. The police are keeping the two parties apart. So things so far have been very peaceful, and I'm glad to hear that. Okay. People are still talking about Joe Biden's disastrous press conference this last week, and it's gotten so bad that Kamala Harris actually snapped at Savannah Guthrie when she asked about Biden's press conference and why it just really didn't seem to work all that well here. Meanwhile, we're actually hearing talk about the 25th Amendment being brought in because of Biden's demonstrated mental issues during that press conference here. Patrick J. Buchanan is out there saying, by the numbers, this is a failing president. And he's out there saying that, leftists are believing that draping the Capitol protest of January 6th around the neck of former President Trump and the party that refused to repudiate him would sink the GOP. That appears to have backfired. In fact, it does seem to have galvanized the GOP into realizing just how dirty the Democrats are playing. And they're finally starting to show a little bit of spine. The numbers are definitely trending away from the Democrats. Democrats began 2021 as the preferred party of 49% of the country. Only 40% identified as Republicans. When 2022 began, the standings had been reversed. 42% of Americans identified as Democrats, 47% as Republicans. This is a turnaround totaling 14 points. So that is, we're definitely seeing a swing to the right in the country as a whole. Now, story, this is over on the BBC. Everybody around the world was paying attention Wednesday night. And so the BBC is talking about Biden's long list of failures and his poor performance in office, and has actually raised the question, has the United States become ungovernable? And it does seem, with all the factions and the divisiveness and everything going on, it is hard to get the American people to move in a similar direction. We certainly saw that with the COVID vaccine mandates, and that bodes ill for trying to start a major war. And it looks like, one of Joe Biden's central election campaign themes was restoring unity to an angry and divided nation. But he has not done that. If anything, he has made the problem worse. He was out there the other day declaring roughly half of the entire country to be domestic enemies, which is sounds like the next step is a declaration of war. So Jim Garrity is out there writing that Biden's dangerous, incoherent ramblings about the threat of war between Russia and Ukraine show that his mental decline may have disastrous consequences for America and indeed for the entire world. And yesterday, Joe Biden's administration tried to walk back an incredibly dangerous blunder that he made on Wednesday about a minor incursion into Ukraine. And the condemnation continues to come on over in the Daily Mail. They had a headline, "This mumbling, stumbling president is a clear and present danger to world peace. The security of Europe is on a knife edge. The credibility of the United States is on the line, and America's allies are looking for a cool head." So the message is pretty much unmistakable. And they're basically saying that, yes, Joe Biden gave Putin the green light to attack Ukraine. Now, we're going to get more into Russia and Ukraine a little bit later on, but I want to make a point right now. I don't think Putin intends to actually invade Ukraine. What he might do is officially recognize the independence of Luhansk and Donetsk because they want to be independent countries, and he may go ahead and do that. But Putin knows that the West is trying to goad him into making the first definitive move. That may have been the reason that Biden made that statement, to try and get Putin to sort of nibble at the worm, as it were, and then say, see, it's a Russian invasion and we're off to war. Putin is way too smart for that kind of swindle to work here. Another article, this one is coming on out of Breitbart, and there are several Republican members of Congress who joined House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy at a press conference yesterday, marking Biden's first year in his stolen office, and basically detailing all the problems, the crises that are a direct result of his ineptitude as resident of the United States here. And they went even further, saying that right now, this last year under Biden, is the worst human rights record of any modern U.S. president. And when you look at the way they're treating the January 6 protesters, it's very obvious that's what's going on, not to mention Julian Assange here. Now, polls, this is from Politico Morning Consult, 48% of Americans believe Biden is mentally unfit. Only 46% believe he's got all of his marbles. The rest are undecided. And Joe Biden was asked about this, and he said, I have no idea why Americans would think I'm mentally unfit. You know, it's not like I repeat things. I don't repeat things. I don't repeat things. No, really, any. No. Now, Biden has basically indicated his agenda for the coming year. And he actually came on out and said he was going to spend less time on legislation and more on communication with Americans. In other words, he doesn't want to do good. He wants America to think he's doing good. And he wants Americans to feel good about everything that's going on. Well, there's really no way to do that other than to make things good again. And so, you know, Biden is launching this public relations offensive, and this new video they've got out being narrated by Tom Hanks is pretty pathetic. And they're out there trying to they figure with enough advertising, Americans will come to love Joe Biden and think he's doing one heck of a job here. Meanwhile, there's a new Gallup poll out, and only 18% of Americans approve of the job Congress is doing. And this is a very low rating. And, you know, we have seen all the way back to 2020, Congress is spending all of its time with political infighting, and they're not taking care of the nation. The southern border is still wide open. The economy is in a mess. They botched the whole COVID situation. Afghanistan was a disaster, but by golly, they're still in there on the floors of Congress screaming insults at each other and making a stink face. And, you know, that's not what we elect them or pay them to do. We elect and pay members of Congress and the president to take care of this country, and they have dropped the ball. It's more important to them to score points in their little, you know, bitch match with the opposing party than to actually take care of the country. Now, a little while ago, In corporate media, there was this puff piece saying that everybody is excited about Hillary Clinton running in 2024. And as I commented back then, I'm not excited. I'm horrified and more than a little nauseated. But the poll numbers are not looking very good for her. Very difficult to even imagine her winning a primary for another term, let alone the general election. And according to this new survey by McLaughlin and Associates, Trump would absolutely pound her, given honest elections. And we know that when Hillary Clinton is involved, we don't have honest elections. But that's the way the numbers are shaping up. So it may be Hillary's plan. Joe Biden is deteriorating so fast, and there's already talk of the 25th Amendment, basically removing Biden from office, and Kamala Harris gets to be president, and then nightmare of nightmares, Hillary Clinton becomes the new vice president, and then President Harris gets really, really, really depressed, and Hillary finally gets that Oval Office she's always wanted here. Okay. Now, today, Ray Epps, the obvious agitator insider during the January 6th protest, is finally being interviewed by the January 6th committee. It's being done over virtual media. He's not actually physically there. The interview is not being made public. And so far, there has been absolutely no word coming out about what questions were asked and what Ray Epps actually answered. I imagine it was a short interview. Is your name Ray Epps? Yeah. Did you do anything bad on January 6th? No. Okay, witness is excused. And you got to wonder if, how much inbreeding is going on within our political class. Pelosi's top pick for the Transportation Committee was caught on video trying to park her car and repeatedly hitting the car on the other side. And the video shows 84-year-old Eleanor Holmes Norton grinding up against a nearby vehicle while pulling awkwardly into a parking spot. And having seen the video, what it looks like to me is that she was going the wrong way and tried to pull a U-turn around in order to get into this angled parking spot and failed to make the turn, kept backing up, hitting the car, and again, 84 years old. Have we not had enough damage done to the nation with a bunch of fossils sitting in positions of power? Okay, it's becoming very obvious there is a geriatocracy in charge of the country here. Now, lately, there has been more talk in Congress about a stock trading ban on members of Congress, basically saying that if they want to invest their money, they can put them into mutual funds where they don't really know where their money is going. And that would be an effective way of delinking their own personal financial interest from the decisions they are making. And Nancy Pelosi is now saying she's open to having a stock trading ban for Congress. Of course, she's already made her pile. She's worth $120 million. She and her husband's stock trades have outperformed the S&P 500, which tells you something right there. Meanwhile, Biden's Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm violated a stock disclosure law 9 times last year. And so, yeah, it's a racket. They're just running a racket out there, and we get to pay for it all here. Now, Ann Coulter yesterday has called out Ghislaine Maxwell Juror, identified as Scotty David, as a plant sent in to set her free by running to the press to announce he lied during jury selection and his lie influenced deliberations, because that's how it came down. After the guilty verdicts came on in, this Scotty David just went public and said, well, there may be a problem here. And, of course, Maxwell is appealing for a new trial. She'll probably get it. She's dropping hints about naming names, specifically 8 names, that she says she will not protect anymore. And so she's out there saying, you know, you get me out of this or I'm going to embarrass some very important people. And it's very dangerous for her to do that. She could wind up, dead of a suicide like Gary Webb, who had two gunshots to the back of his head. Now, Jen Psaki was basically almost bouncing off the walls when reporters confronted her on Joe Biden's comments suggesting that the 2022 midterm elections might not be legitimate, okay, because the voting bill did not go on through here. And he opened a real can of worms because what we have is resident Biden admitting that elections can be fraudulent. And you know, over this whole last year, the elections are always honest. There's no cheating. There's no possibility of fraud. You know, Trump is just making it all up. And here Biden says, well, you know, elections can be fraudulent, has just reframed that whole debate about what went down in 2020. And Donald Trump picked up on this, saying that basically Biden has acknowledged that the 2020 election could have been fraudulent. So Biden definitely goofed on that one. Jen Psaki is trying to do damage control, saying the president does not think the midterms will be illegitimate. Well, Jen, two things. First, the cat is out of the bag, and there's no taking it back. And two, whatever they're paying you, it is nowhere near enough to look this foolish on national TV. Okay. Meanwhile, Senator Josh Hawley blasted Biden for recent remarks suggesting the passage of the voting rights bill may have a bearing on whether the midterm elections are honest. And basically, Hawley came on out saying Democrats don't accept elections. They don't win. Remember when Hillary lost to Trump and all the rioting and they were burning? They were even burning down cities that voted for Hillary. You know, but the media described those as mostly peaceful demonstrations as the flames roared to the sky behind them here. All right. Getting into election fraud, now that Biden has legitimized the topic for discussion here. Over in Georgia, Garland Favorito and Voter GA held a press conference to discuss the lack of chain of custody documentation on the state's ballot drop box implementation. And Favorito said, yes, there is a cover-up in the election in the state of Georgia, and yes, the Secretary of State, we believe, is behind it. Now, according to Garland, at least 100,000 Georgia ballots lack the adequate chain of custody documents for the 2020 election. The number is likely much larger than this. And Favorito told the Gateway Pundit his investigation corroborates the True the Vote ballot box fraud investigations in the state of Georgia. And Garland said they still have no idea how many ballots came from the drop boxes in 2020. That number has not been provided by the state. And it's a number that should have been released. Okay. Now, meanwhile, also down in Georgia, Okay. Elections expert reveals over a 500,000 registered voters in Wisconsin had a registration date of January 1st, 1918, meaning more than 100 years ago, and 115,000 of them voted in 2020. My goodness, that was just an amazing display of longevity and, perseverance when you are more than 100 years old to still get up there and run that voting machine. So more nastiness coming on out from Georgia. Okay, and let's see. I'm skipping here because I had these out of order. Over in Fulton County, Georgia, we got to take a break for commercials. Okay, got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about election fraud. We're talking about Georgia. And down in Fulton County, the district attorney, Fannie Willis, ignoring all the evidence of election fraud and criminal and operational issues involved in the 2020 election, has requested that the local Fulton County court chief convene a grand jury to look into actions by President Trump related to her county. Now, Trump has basically responded to that, and he says, let me get this straight. I'm being investigated in Georgia for asking an attorney general with many lawyers and others knowingly on the phone to look for corruption, which definitely took place in the Georgia presidential election. But the people who committed the crime are in no way, shape, or form under investigation and instead being protected. The people looking for the crime are being hounded, and the people who committed the crime are being protected. This is not the American way. To which I would add, it's the liberal Democrat way here. Over in Wisconsin, the House Speaker Robin Vos sent his chief of staff, Jenny Toughness, to Representative Timothy Rantham's office in Madison. And Speaker Vos basically reassigned Rantham's staff to a different office after Rantham outed Vos of signing a deal with attorneys for former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton to authorize ballot drop boxes. And so, yeah, more evidence of fraud there. And people are trying to do something about it. But, you know, they're up against this monolithic Marxist socialist, you know, whoever counts the votes decides everything mentality here. Over in Pennsylvania, there's concerns about the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. And before the 2020 election in Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court there ruled that absentee ballots could be received and counted up to 3 days after Election Day. Now, this went against common sense and the Pennsylvania Constitution. By allowing this, the court allowed Democrats to basically determine how many votes were needed to steal the election and then send in these ballots in the 3 days after the election. It was wide open for fraud. Over at One American News Network, Christina Bob was talking about a mysterious ballot drop in the middle of the night. Remember that little vote curve for Biden, and it had that hitch right in the middle of the night? And basically said 211,000 votes came in the middle of the night. 80% were for Biden. And other stuff came out in the election integrity hearing. There's a claim that a data update wiped out election information. Now, remember, all that information is supposed to be kept for 22 months. But, oh, golly gee whiz, we were updating the software and it just formatted the disk. And I'm sorry, it's all gone now here. Let's see, 2,800 voter queries did not match the correct voter name with the last four digits of the Social Security number. The voters were not who they claimed to be. 6,500 same-day voter registrations turned out not to be eligible to vote in Wisconsin in 2020. So it's surfacing. I mean, it's very obvious the election was completely manipulated to steal the White House from Donald Trump here. Now, normally I have a high regard for Sean Hannity, but there is a story that came on out from Citizen Free Press, and basically it shows that Hannity was coordinating with Kayleigh McEnany to try and silence the talk about a stolen election. And Hannity texted McEnany saying, "No more stolen election talk. And he continued, "Yes, impeachment and the 25th Amendment are real and many people will quit." McEnany responded, "Love that. Thank you. That is the playbook I will help reinforce." In another exchange, Hannity said it was key to keep President Trump away from certain people, writing, "No more crazy people," to which McEnany responded, "Yes, 100%. So they were basically keeping Trump from talking to anybody who might say, "Heads up, you have enemies around you." Okay, now, Senators Manchin and Collins are leading talks on overhauling the vote law. And it's a scaled-back law focused on safeguarding election results and protecting election officials from harassment following the Democrats' twin defeats on their voting rights bill. And so the Republicans are going to come up, they're going to come up with a watered-down version here. And, you know, they're still pushing for no voter ID, saying that it discriminates against the black population. And that's not really working very well. Mitch McConnell came on out with some actual facts saying African-American voters are voting in just a high percentage as all other Americans. They're not being disenfranchised. And, you know, black Americans are speaking up and saying, "I have no problem voting," you know. And it's really kind of weird. Now, the IRS has just announced that in order to access your online tax information, oh, my goodness, how time flies. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about voter fraud. And the Internal Revenue Service just came out with an announcement that starting this summer, in order to access your online tax information, you have to have a facial scan done by a third party company. And I don't know, maybe this is just a way of getting all of our pictures into a database for all the facial recognition programs or something like that. But the irony is, you know, here you have to have your face scanned. You've got to effectively have a photo ID to pay taxes, but you still don't need an ID to vote, according to the Democrats. There's something very, very wrong with that. Now, I've heard this next story from a couple of places, and it's a real head scratcher. It's not from the Onion or the Babylon Bee. Basically, it says that Democrats are planning on getting the John Lewis Voting Rights Act combined with the Freedom to Vote Act for election reform through and into law by tucking them into a previously passed legislation extending NASA's authority to lease its facilities. Now, these voting bills have got nothing to do with NASA and facilities and leasing. And, you know, they're out there. And how is this even legal to alter a bill once it has been voted on? You know, if that's actually something they can do, all they need to do is pass one bill at the start of the congressional session and just start shoving stuff into it, you know, that they want from then on. I mean, there's something, it's broken. The system is definitely broken here. All right, let's talk about COVID-19. It is still out there. And, you know, we're now in year three of the, 2 weeks to flatten the curve here. The Biden administration is trying to sort of, reprogram its pandemic-crazed base. And yeah, people have been driven to absolute hysteria with all the fear porn, and we're hearing all these stories about these Karens who are just screaming at people for not wearing masks here. But the facts are, in this whole situation, COVID-19 overall is not all that deadly, and it is evolving to less deadly forms with the current Omicron here. Most of those who die of COVID are already unwell, often extremely unwell. It's called comorbidities, but in order to drive up the COVID numbers, whatever they die of, it's listed as a COVID death. The most absurd example was a gentleman who died in a car accident, but because he tested positive for COVID, he was listed as a COVID death here. Now, most of the interventions to contain COVID, in particular the lockdowns and the masking, do not work. Even the CDC is out there saying the cloth masks really don't work. We know children are nearly immune to COVID and do very little to spread it, and so they don't need to be vaccinated. And in terms of the effect on America's prosperity, stability, health, and mental well-being, the cures for COVID have been more harmful than the disease itself. And that is definitely, definitely true. Now, a little bit of good news here. Reuters has done an analysis of public health data, and their conclusion is COVID appears to be declining here in the United States of America. And so I'm sure in some laboratory somewhere, they're saying, quick, we need a new variant to keep sales up. And they're playing with their little chemistry set and coming up with the next thing. But the numbers definitely are trending down as far as Omicron is concerned. In the states where it struck first, they're already seeing a decline of cases. It's simply run out of people to infect here. Now, the British Medical Journal, which is one of the world's oldest and most respected medical journals, basically has come on out slamming the governments for their handling of the COVID-19 vaccines and treatments, and saying it doesn't line up with the best tenets of science. Of course, this is not science. It's all politics here. And more good news. On January 11th, the Health and Human Services Committee of the Maine Legislature held a public hearing regarding a new law, an act to prohibit mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations for 5 years to allow for safety testing and investigations into reproductive harm. People are definitely waking up. One of the witnesses at the hearing was Dr. Merrill Nass, and was saying, this is a bad idea. Surprisingly, the American Cancer Society is vehemently opposed to this bill, and they are claiming that banning mandatory COVID jabs would place the health of cancer patients at greater risk. You know, and how is that going to happen, considering that the vaccinated are just as likely to contract and spread the virus? But then the American Cancer Society is part of the medical industrial complex, and they have a bad habit of looking out for each other's wallet. Attorneys general in 27 states have now sent a letter to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration on Wednesday asking the agency to permanently withdraw its coronavirus vaccine mandate for large employers, the one that the Supreme Court just struck down. So anyway, and more good news, a federal district judge in Texas has issued a temporary stay on the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal employees. And he did this because there are already litigation against it moving forward. And right now that leaves the White House's policy for healthcare workers as its only vaccine requirement still legally in effect. Meanwhile, the Democrats who have been banging the COVID drum all along, little bit of egg on their face because the CDC has finally admitted natural immunity is far superior to the vaccines, which we have known all along. But the Democrats and the Karens are out there saying, no, get the vaccine, get the vaccine. No, had COVID. I'm better off than being vaccinated. Now that Claire and I have had Omicron, we're not getting anywhere near any more needles here. Over in Nigeria, they're actually destroying their supply of vaccines. They don't want to have anything to do with them anymore. They've already destroyed over 1 million doses. Okay. Over in Michigan, Representative Steve Kara is calling for the impeachment of Governor Gretchen Whitmer for sending COVID-positive patients into nursing homes, resulting in 8,061 deaths, which Whitmer then whittled down because she didn't want that number coming on out. This is a repeat of what we saw in New York City, where positive COVID patients were sent into nursing homes. Why would they do that? Well, people in nursing homes are usually on government assistance, and hey, we can save a few bucks if a bunch of them die off here. Okay, new evidence has emerged that suggests Dr. Anthony Fauci not only initiated efforts to cover up evidence pointing to a laboratory origin of COVID, but actually shaped a highly influential academic paper that basically said it was natural origin, no possibility of a lab leak. So he was right in on the propaganda from the very, very beginning. Over in Austria, their parliament has just approved a mandatory COVID vaccine for all adults. The Austrian people are not very happy about that. Over in Ireland, they're going to lift almost all of their COVID restrictions, according to the Irish Prime Minister, Michael Martin. Mexico is dropping their requirements for entry, even the health card. And to show you just how political and tyrannical all of this is, the White House has declared that the COVID emergency will not end until their science says so. Okay? So it's kind of ugly out there. All right, getting into the international news here. Lavrov is revealing the outcome of the security talks with Blinken. They met earlier today. And looking at the body language of them after it was all over, I don't really think anything was accomplished. Now, what happened is Lavrov basically presented a list of Russia's concerns about their security. And Blinken said there'll be a written response from Washington, D.C. sometime next week. And Lavrov said, their reaction is only preliminary. We were warned about this, so it doesn't look like it's going all that well. Meanwhile, Blinken is revealing the U.S. stance on Russia's NATO demand, and one of the issues is to block Ukraine from joining NATO. And Blinken said the American side had given a firm and substantive response to two draft treaties proposed by Moscow. And he's basically saying that includes those who would impede the sovereign right of the Ukrainian people to write their own future. There is no trade space there, none. In other words, it's complete inflexibility. Now, what Blinken is doing is claiming Ukraine has a sovereign right as long as it's run under a government the U.S. put in some years ago. On Russia's part, their security guarantee wants NATO forces to be removed from Romania and Bulgaria. And I can tell you right now, from the point of view of Washington, D.C., that is a non-starter. Now, it's a very good question being asked over at UNS.com. Can we trust Russophobes with our foreign policy? And this gets back to the issue that we've got a lot of old fossils inside the government, A lot of them grew up like I did in the Cold War years, and they've been indoctrinated with this hate the commies, hate the commies, hate the Soviets, even though the Soviet Union is now gone. And they're carrying this bias and this prejudice into these negotiations. Over on Tucker Carlson, he had a guest basically saying that Biden is sleepwalking the U.S. into war with Russia. He says it's not just nuts, it's dangerous. We're on the precipice of conflict unseen since World War II. And yeah, that is obviously of concern to all of us. Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is calling out the U.S. hawks' rush to escalate toward military confrontation with Russia. And she says they're taking the U.S. toward destruction of the world, all because of Ukraine. Another article here. This one is from the original antiwar.com. And it says the most pressing threat to global security right now aren't these so-called provocations by either Russia or China. It is the United States' misplaced obsession with its own credibility. And we've been hearing that word ever since the disastrous pullout from Afghanistan. We've got to reestablish our credibility, and no matter how much money and how many of other people's children it's going to take here. So, meanwhile, the American people really have had enough of this. There was a poll conducted in partnership with the Trafalgar Group conducted the poll in partnership with the Convention of States Action and found less than one in five Americans support putting U.S. troops on the ground if Russia should invade Ukraine. And the question was basically say, what level of involvement should the U.S. have if Russia invades Ukraine? We did a similar poll here at whatreallyhappened.com. Should we go to war with Russia, yes or no? Yes got 98%, and as usual, the government people monitoring my site all voted yes, we need to go to war. Meanwhile, the president snapped at a reporter on Thursday. This was Fox News reporter Jackie Heinrich saying, "Why are you waiting on Putin to make the first move?" And Biden laughed and said, "What a stupid question." Well, I'll tell you why Biden is waiting for Putin to make the first move. It's just common sense. Biden wants to go to war, but he doesn't want to look like he wants to go to war because, you know, we're always the victim. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, the Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. And Biden knows he's going to have a hard time selling yet another war to the American people. We are war weary, and especially after the disaster in Afghanistan, Americans can be forgiven for wondering whether we actually have the means to challenge either Russia or China, or worst case, both at the same time. Meanwhile, the United States is keeping up their provocations. The U.S. Treasury Department yesterday sanctioned two Ukrainian members of parliament who are opposed to Ukraine's membership in NATO. So they're out there with the little sanctions gun again, you know, saying, you get a sanction, and you get a sanction, and you get a sanction. Russia is sending two battalions of S-400 surface-to-air missile systems to Belarus to join military drills there next month, further escalating tensions in the area. Now, interestingly enough, you know, Biden did let slip on Wednesday that not all of NATO is 100% on board with his approach to dealing with Russia. And Biden invited German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to basically meet with Biden about the Ukraine crisis, and the German Chancellor turned him down, said, no, not interested. Anyway. Meanwhile, Great Britain has sent a group of around 30 elite troops to Ukraine to train the country's armed forces on anti-tank weapons transferred to Kiev by London amid concerns about the escalation of the crisis. Britain might also dispatch hundreds of troops to NATO countries near Ukraine, according to reports. Spain is now sending warships into the Black Sea and is considering sending more warplanes. France has announced they're ready to send NATO troops to Romania. Everybody's choosing sides and arming up here. And meanwhile, the bonds between Russia and Iran appear to be strengthening. Vladimir Putin had a meeting with Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi and basically reminded each other, Tehran has been resisting America for 40 years. And so they have that common interest there. Meanwhile, the Iranian president was interviewed by Russia today and said the killers of the hero general, that's Qassem Soleimani, must face justice. And so they still want to deal with that issue. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials here, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news here. And interestingly enough, Israel's defense minister is out there once again tinkering with the nuclear talks, saying that Iran's proxies have to be an issue in the nuclear talks. You know, instead of just going back to the original Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, Israel wants to add new requirements on Iran, limits on their missiles, punishing their proxies. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, Israel was never a party to the original Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, and yet they have the arrogance to wade on in and say, you should do this and you should do that, and we're going to tell you how this whole thing is going to be put together. All right. Nine Israeli military vehicles were found north of the town of Beit Lahia in the Gaza Strip on Tuesday. They said the military vehicles were carrying out combing and sabotage operations in the area, noting that seven other vehicles were found carrying out similar activities east of Kuzaa, south of the Gaza Strip. So they're out there doing sabotage things there. Israel has inked a $3.4 billion deal with Germany to purchase three more military submarines. These are the Dakar class. They are diesel-electric submarines in terms of their propulsion, but they can carry and deploy small nuclear weapons. So Israel's arming up that way as well. Over in Syria, another convoy of the U.S.-led coalition was intercepted by the Syrian Arab Army in the northern countryside of Syria's al-Hasaka. And Syria is very concerned because the United States has basically been pumping Syria's oil out of the ground and carting it off to Iraq for their own use here. So tensions are building in that area. Speaking of Syria, back in 2017, the U.S. bombed the Taqba Dam in the Euphrates River, even though it was on a no-strike list. A B-52 bomber dropped some of the heaviest weapons the U.S. has on the target, including at least one BLU-109 bunker buster, which is designed to destroy fortified concrete targets. And this bomb pierced through five stories in one of the dam's towers, but fortunately did not explode. If the dam had in fact been destroyed, tens of thousands of people living in the valley below would likely have died. Over at the United Nations, China and Russia delayed a U.S. bid to impose more sanctions on five North Koreans on Thursday. And, you know, the U.S. is just crazy with that sanction gun, sanction this and sanction that here. Meanwhile, the United States is seeking ways to speed delivery of new fighter jets to Taiwan. And these are the next generation of new build F-16 fighter jets. They're new and improved. They're better than the original F-16. Certainly, I hope so, and they have those wire harnesses to bolster Taiwan's Air Force to respond to China. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines. I see we already have a caller. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
For 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.